Let's take the pulse of the tourism industry at both ends of the country. Joining us, the owner of Dive Tutukaka, Yaron Yongiyins, and in Queenstown, the director of Totally Tourism, Mark Quickfull. A very good morning to you both.
Morena.
Yaron, what do you make of this checkpoint?
Look, it's a bit of a hiccup on the way to a fantastic destination. It will slow people down a little bit, but once they get through the checkpoint, they are most welcomed by all Northlanders. And as long as they behave well, they'll have a fantastic time here. It is a tricky one for us, but we cannot change it. We've tried. We just have to cope with it. And we're so happy to see people coming north again, finally. We've been an island, so now we're open again.
Is the big red light across Northland a bit of a downer, Yaron?
Oh, yeah. We would have liked to have seen slightly more regional areas in Northlands that were more red and other ones more orange, but that's not part of this plan, so we just have to make most of it. But indeed, if you are in Auckland and you look, where am I going to go, and there's a red area or there's an orange area, most people will think, it's about time we have an orange area. I can see that. But we have a great destination and we're working on it, so please support us in the north because we need it.
How are bookings looking, Yaron?
They're looking tricky. You know, we could have done better. We are operating at the moment at about 30% of what we usually do. So we really need Aucklanders to come and support us. We have a limited amount of time where we can make our income for the whole industry because we're very seasonal now without international. So bookings are starting to pick up.
Speaking of which, Mark, no Aussies in Queenstown this summer. Are Aucklanders the next best thing?
Oh, absolutely. Look, we're looking forward to welcoming back down here. It's been a pretty tough time for Aucklanders and they certainly deserve a break. So, yes, look, we're looking forward to taking them over on helicopter flights or jet boating, whatever it may be, just so they can escape their sort of what's become their everyday.
And are you seeing plenty of bookings coming in?
Look, it's been very slow to date, but, you know, the good news is that people are now travelling for the summer holidays. But the reality is, whether you're in Northland or Queenstown or down south here, the domestic tourism is not going to change things dramatically. You know, the tourism industry right now is pretty desperate. But, look, we do certainly welcome this cash flow into our businesses, and we're all just trying to hang on until the international borders open again.
Yeah. How confident are you, Mark, that amongst most Queenstown operators, this summer will save them?
No, look, there's going to be casualties. There's no question. I think the news that came out the other week that we may not be opening our borders for 2022 is, to be quite frank, devastating for a lot of people. There's a lot of tourism operators, just not tourism, hospitality, events. You know, they're mentally and financially broken. And, you know, so it's pretty serious at the moment. But like I say, on the flip side of that, we are looking forward to the summer. And we do enjoy taking New Zealanders out into the back country, see their own country. And, you know, that is a positive.
Well, all the best to you both. Mark Quickfull from Totally Tourism in Queenstown and Yaron Yongiyins from Dive Tutukaka. Go well.